got a text from my friend Juan. He says that Cookout, that's a local place here, they use foil for their quesadillas, and it works very nicely.
They do. But you know one thing about those? Again, I know this stuff.
Yeah. Well, we got an expert in the room here. Right, yeah.
They toast their quesadillas on the outside, which makes it less grabby to the foil.
Okay.
Like it crisps up some. Right. Now, Taco Bell does it too, but it's the paper.
Right. So if they switch to foil,
yeah,
would it work? Could it be better?
Maybe.
All right. I'm just throwing it out there. One guy is very upset.
How many, you know, in an average hour, Biggie, because, I mean, Taco Bell is kind of known for, I mean, that's a whole different menu.
Yeah, Cookout.
I wonder how many quesadillas go out the window at Cookout.
You'd be surprised. It's a real popular side dish.
Side dish?
Yeah, it's a side.
You get a burger and a quesadilla.
Yeah, well, you get the Cookout tray. For those of you that don't know.
Oh, that's right.
The Cookout tray is the best deal going.
All right, what comes on a tray?
You choose. You get, now it depends on which
the
size.
The menu's enormous.
Exactly. So you get one main and two sides. But with Cookout, the sides are things like chicken nuggets, you know, corn dogs, a quesadilla.
So I could get, as my main, a cheeseburger, and my side, a quesadilla and a corn dog.
Bingo. I've done it. That's
that's the biggie.
Yeah.
The biggie tray.
Get a chicken wrap. I mean, but it's, that's the one great thing about Cookout is when you go there, the world's your oyster.
Yeah.
You don't have to get fries. That's why, you know, that's why I love Cookout, because you know me, I know this is shocking. I don't love fries as a side.
Right.
I know.
That's right.
But that's why I go to Cookout, because I can be like, give me a spicy chicken sandwich, give me a chicken quesadilla, give me a corn dog. Boom.
But now that's the very same menu that overwhelmed the Diesel.
Oh, it overwhelms any newbies. I mean, I but I've been going to Cookout since, you know, I was 14 years old. I mean, I know the menu.
You should have seen him. I don't know why we had to stop at Cookout. It, I don't even know what, but there was a, somebody loved Cookout. We were on the way back.
Well, it's delicious.
It is. Yeah. It is. And we were on the way back from White Boy Weekend, where we're down there just partying, whatever. You know, so we got three or four white boys in the car. Diesel's one of them. And I was driving. We pulled up to the menu, and it is expansive. It's huge. And Diesel starts looking out the window, and the woman's like, "What you want?" And he's like, I don't know.
I'm still reading milkshake flavors.
Yeah. I don't know.
Listen, the Cookout drive-thru is not for amateurs.
No.
Yeah, that's why that's why I really believe they have the walk-up, because you drive, if you know the menu, you drive through.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's, you can barely understand them, which is typical of most, you know, it's.
Hell you.
And it's like, I need a Cookout tray with a double burger with ketchup, mustard, cheese, lettuce.
Yes.
I need a corn dog as a side. Mm-hmm. I need chicken nuggets as a side.
Yep.
And I want an Oreo shake as my drink. That's it. And listen, the Cookout order takers are the best ones going, because think of all the different buttons they have that they have to push. And you've got somebody like me who's like, give me a spicy chicken all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a corn dog as a side. Give me a quesadilla. You got to hit all these buttons.
Yeah.
But that's why I believe they also have the walk up.
Then you can take your time.
Yeah, you should have kicked Diesel out of the car.
Well, we eventually did.
Yeah.
They did. You know, he kept staring at it. He had no idea.
You just go down the street to a different place?
No, he ordered, and then he says, I want to make sure this is right, because we had such a difficult time. And then when he got it, it was not correct. Whatever was on the burger was not what he wanted. So he did go walk up.
To the walk up.
The rest of us ate in the car while he walked up, and it took a long time. And then he got back in the car and ate it as we let, you know, we were driving at that point. And I told, and it's something about a tater tot ratio. There was a real, there's a tater tot issue. I know that. This has been a while.
Now, Cookout does have good fries, but you got to get them like the Cajun seasoning on.
They're very good fries.
Yeah. They're known for it. They're known for their fries and their milkshakes.
The shakes.
That's where the Biggie was created. The first Biggie shake was created.
Oreo and
Reese's, yeah.
That's right.
That's how I got this job. I told you all about that, and you're like, he fits in.
Yeah.
He wasn't as big then.
I remember.
It was a different time. We also had other folks on the show who eat.
Now,
Chris Dem used to be the only one we'd make fun of who didn't eat. Now I'm outnumbered.
Yep. Not for long.
Yeah, but only one of them really eats.
Yeah, but he's gonna help you. And yes, when we, I remember that. You got hired. We were like, man, he's big. Little did we know.
Getting
bigger. Polly Girl Cassie, you're talking about Cookout now. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was telling Biggie their pulled pork barbecue or little chopped barbecue sandwiches are amazing. Mm-hmm. And you got to go, double quesadilla on the side all day, every day.
There you have it. So it's a pulled pork,
sandwich
and a double quesadilla.
And a double quesadilla.
With the foil wrapper, as my friend Juan says. And he, I think he's a big quesadilla person. So there you have it.
Okay.
Thank you, Polly Girl Cassie.
Do you like just a cheese quesadilla, or do you like chicken on it, or something else?
Chicken. Yeah, chicken. The cheese is, I need some meat.
Okay. Yeah, I got to have it.
Now, listen, their quesadillas aren't like, you're stuffed.
Okay.
Like, you're not going to get what you're picturing. It's more like, frankly, more like a little a burrito, flattened burrito.
Now, when I think of quesadilla, I think of flat. You know, I used to make cheese quesadillas at home for my kids. Yeah. They're flat.
But it's not like a quesadilla shape like you're thinking.
Yeah, I understand.
It's more rolled.
It's not the wedge.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, and it's not even cut. It's just like, here, eat it, and you will.
No time to cut it.
Yeah, no.
Aaron, you're talking about Cookout. This is a local restaurant now, Cookout. Go ahead.
My daughter goes to UNCW, which they actually have two on campus. They're literally, you can almost walk to each other of the cookouts. But best meal is the Biggie Tray chicken quesadilla with the cookout sauce extra on the side and the cheese curds with the iced tea.
Wow.
It's guaranteed.
There's nothing they don't have on that menu.
That's mind-blowing. That, Kelly, that might be where your daughter ends up.
Oh, very possible. Yeah, very possible.
Is she interested in that school?
Cookout school? Oh,
no.
UNCW. Yeah, she's very interested in UNCW. Thank you, Aaron. In fact, the two cookouts on campus, when we toured it, that's what got us. That's what got her saying, oh, yeah, I like this place. That, you know, most menus, you think, make it simple, but they have everything, and it really works for them. I mean, they really do well at Cookout.
I want to teach people how to order at Cookout, like those commercials where you're turning into your parent type thing.
Yes.
You could be like a concierge.
Yeah. I want to go take the diesel up to the menu and say, you know, when he's just staring at it, say, let me guide you.
Yeah. You have to have a guide.
And you got
to
know the lingo.
The first time around, for sure. We did not know it. Brent, you're talking about Cookout now. Go ahead.
Yeah. My daughter's Cookout order on Monday was a quesadilla tray with two quesadillas as her side, and then asked me if anybody didn't want another side, if they could get a quesadilla. So
they're great, I'm telling you.
Are you telling me that she tried to eat four quesadillas in one sitting?
Yes.
That, as soon as Juan texted me, they do their quesadillas in foil, I thought, well, who's ordering quesadillas at Cookout? Apparently everybody.
It's the best thing. And you know, for a while, they just slipped it in when they brought them, and you could only find the quesadillas at certain locations.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't at every Cookout. It started blowing up. Now I think they're probably at every Cookout.
I'd say. I always think of them as burgers and milkshakes.
Same.
And fries.
Yeah.
But so much more.
Obviously.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening there. Tony, you're talking about Cookout also. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Pretty warm from Ashboro.
Thank you.
Hey, I'll have to agree with Polly Girl Cassie. The barbecue is off the chain for a fast food restaurant, but a walk-in taco is the key.
A walk-in taco?
What is that?
That's a bag of Doritos.
Oh.
Been kind of crushed up. They drop a dollop of taco meat in there, some sour cream, close the bag.
Don't they do something like that in Texas?
What fine cuisine.
That's a popular thing, period, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There's another name for it, I think, too. I've heard it called by something
else. I've heard of that, too, yeah.
There's a guy I've watched, like, on the internet. His whole business is just you bring him a bag of whatever chips you want, and he puts, like, you know, tacos, chicken, beef, and all the toppings in there, and then you just leave with the bag of chips with all the toppings.
Huh. He should call it All That and a Bag of Chips.
Yeah.
That should be the name of his restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.
And people, by the way, don't bring just like snack size bags. People will bring actual
the big
family size bags, and he'll say, what do you want? And they'll be like, load it all in.
And then
corn, sour cream, meat, cheese.
This is why America's in its
stop.
The health crisis in America. What is RFK Jr. saying about this?
Nothing. He'd be staring at the Cookout menu for a month.
You have any yogurt?
Yeah.
You have any bone broth?
He would. Good Lord, I had no idea. Jason, you're talking about Cookout also. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's called a Cookout Quad. You just go up and Cookout Quad quesadilla, get four quesadillas, two as your main meal, and two as your size. You can't go wrong with that. Good eating.
The quad.
The quesadilla quad.
We are learning a lot.
I did not know this about, but Biggie did.
Biggie knew.
He really stepped it up there. He knows his stuff when it comes to these kinds of restaurants and cookout.
Are they in the DoorDash apps, or is that?
Do they do it?
I don't know.
Because they seem like they're so quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it would slow them down.
I feel like that's something you can't really DoorDash correctly. You need to go get it in the menu. To me, a cookout meal is best eaten right in the car.
Hot in the car. Yeah. Jason, you're talking about cookout also. Go ahead.
Yeah, my son, I was picking up some drive-thru, and he told me to ask for honey mustard from the back. And I thought he was playing a joke on me. I almost couldn't get it out for laughing. Mm-hmm. But if you ask for honey mustard from the back, you'll get a cup of house-made honey mustard instead of the prepackaged.
Wow.
What?
Boy, he is an insider.
Dang.
God, this is just, what a lesson we've gotten here. This is teaching you something.